USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Biden administration is saying vaccinated Americans will need more vaccine shots. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Health officials recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the coronavirus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a booster shot would increase the protection from the vaccines tenfold. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS News that he believes one booster shot should be enough to maintain high levels of protection against the virus.
I would doubt if we're going to need many boosters when we try to find out the breadth and the depth of the response by a booster. It is really extraordinary. It goes up by multiple fold, at least 20 to 30 fold. So we don't anticipate that beyond this, we're going to need anything else.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
1,001 deaths from COVID complications were reported in America and our territories on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate position it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television or radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And
a 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.